Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Good.
Excellent.
Very good indeed.
Buzzin'. Wednesday's here.
Did you just say buzzin'?
Yeah, buzzin'.
And also got the day wrong.
Wednesday's
yes,
here.
Thursday,
oh, yes! Tomorrow's Friday. How good is that? God, it couldn't have just gotten
you
any better for me just then.
You're the most fucked up person when it comes to, like, getting
knowing
the day.
Knowing what day it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like.
It's because I'm on my own clock in my own world.
Yeah, well, no one's
my
denying
that.
My
own time, just doing me.
That's right.
Living life.
That's yeah. good. I'm glad you're living
Thanks.
Life.
It's good.
Me too.
What's going on today, guys? Anything special? We went shopping yesterday. You'll hear that in the show later. What a nightmare that was. an hour to buy some $5 shampoo, always good.
Well, that's a long time
to
spend.
It's a big decision.
No,
it's
it isn't.
Yes.
You just grab the one on special.
No, it's all about the ingredients and what's going to be best for your hair. No. If you want protein, you want more softness, moisture.
Hey, I'm just having a look at the back end of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say, I can't believe it sometimes, like, some of the countries that are listening.
Who's listening to us?
Oh, well, like, so we've been charting. And when I say charting, I mean on the charts. I mean not high up on the charts.
What's our best?
We're entry level.
What's our best?
So we're number 40 in Saudi Arabia.
You! G'day!
Number 209 in New Zealand.
Oh, we're off to New Zealand.
Let's get some mokey pokey while we listen to this.
And we're 101 in Australia.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
101
like the
in
different
Australia.
Places that are interested in what we have to
like,
say.
Like, how do they, like, come across it?
Well, that's a great question. I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
If you're in a By country other than Australia, how did you come across our podcast?
Contact us, please. Jade Matty Crevo on Instagram.
We'll send you some, like, Dogecoin or something.
Dogecoin?
Dogecoin? Is it Dogecoin?
I don't know.
Coin?
Never
it's
heard of it.
It's the Bitcoin currency.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
that's
the
only,
one.
Like, international
oh,
type prize.
I don't want to encourage that.
That we could really give to international listeners, right?
Could like, we send them anything else?
I'll give you a coin with my face on it. We can get them made.
You're not the queen, Jade.
Jade
you want to give
so
away
Jade
fake
just,
money.
Jade just sends off a like a $1 coin that's and says, that's me on the back, not the queen.
Hello.
Totally me.
I'll just be grateful.
Man, it takes a something. Special type of person to want their own like profile on a coin.
Why
especially
wouldn't,
when you're
why
not
wouldn't
royalty.
You?
You're not royalty, darling.
Does you, why should it just be for the royals?
You're not a royal. You're
yeah,
not
but
a
why
royal
does that just have
it's
to be
not,
for
though,
royals?
Like most currency has
and
people other than
there's
the royals
an echidna on,
it. On
the 5 cent
why
coin.
Why don't you make up your own Bitcoin? Like
I don't want,
your
I don't believe
currency,
in that.
Jade coin.
Currency.
Jade coin.
No.
It's got a ring to it.
Bit lame.
Nah, you'd have the dogs. I think you said it the other day. Jade would have Chihuahua coin. Chi coin.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so
you could get rich from it, that's for sure.
Well, animal lovers would buy it.
That's true.
True.
Invest in
They've
it.
Gone mad for Dogecoin, although I wouldn't want to have some at the moment.
Oh, Elon tanked Dogecoin after his appearance. Everyone was like, putting money into it left, right, and center, tanked after. Everyone's thinking this thing's going to be worth
Wouldn't
a mint.
Wouldn't you love him Wasn't. To endorse you? Like, well, just saying.
Do you know what? He takes a lot of financial risks. He always, like, you always read an article about Elon Musk, how he's lost, like, a quarter of his net worth.
At least he
from
tries.
Some investments, but he wouldn't have that much money if he didn't take risks
That's
to begin
so
with.
That's so
true. They say that. Business is risk.
Yeah, all risk.
Scary.
Good on him. Yeah. I'm
the
He's
hardest,
still super rich.
Biggest risk I take is trying to decide my super fund and if I want to do like the medium risk, the high risk or the low risk options.
The biggest risk you take is whether or not to buy the $5 or $10 bottle of shampoo on sale, Jay. Let's
That's
be
true.
Honest.
I got one that was 10 and one that was 5.
Hedging your bets.
What a medium. What a good medium.
Well, enjoy the day, guys.
Yeah, enjoy the podcast.
Catch you later.
Enjoy.
See ya.
Bye.
They never end.
This is awesome.
Here they come now.
So free.
The Novos, Jade, Matty and Crevo.
Maddie,
Creeper. This is The
No-Go. The microphones are on.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good morning.
Today, Thursday.
Excellent.
I'm so excited for no reason at all. The weekend is close, but after work, I don't know why I'm so happy today.
I don't know. Your mood's really picked
it's
up.
Really, you've the roller coaster, isn't it?
You're really at a turning point.
You poor, unfortunate souls.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. I just know I had a big day yesterday. We went on a big excursion. Took Maddie shopping and doing errands, and then I got home, and then I studied till late, about 9:30.
She broke me yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, broke Ben too. He wasn't happy that dinner wasn't ready when
when he got home.
You know, end of the show yesterday, Creever, yeah. You would have noticed I was not feeling great. I'd had a long day.
That wasn't because of me, though.
No, it was the no cigarettes. But anyway, Jade goes, hey, do you want to come out to Pelican to pick up a plant with me? And I'm thinking, yeah, like, quick hour trip, no worries. I'll be home by 1 o'clock. We go out to Pelican, we pick up the plant, and she goes, oh, do you want to return those pants to Katara? I got some jeans that were too small. I'm like, yeah, another half an hour real quick. No. We kept shopping. She just kept looking at things.
You know what I've realised?
Price attack. Bunnings. It continued.
The tour, right? You guys are like the co-CEO of doing jobs two people don't need to do. Like one person can do.
You know what? It's hard for you to contemplate, but people like spending time with each other.
Do you know what it is when Jade shops? She talks to herself. All she wants is an audience to follow her. There's no interaction. There's me just standing there listening to you talk to yourself.
Do I want this?
I always talk out loud to myself.
Oh, this one's $10, but I want this one for $5, and maybe, maybe I'll get this one. I'm like, Jade, man, you can do this by yourself.
No.
We're done.
Decision-making process, but you're too busy crying in the corner. It's Lads vs. Lasses right now on 13:10:09. If you want to score a family pass to the footy next weekend, Manly and the Knights are going head-to-head. It's actually, the Lads are on 35, the Lasses are on 34. It's getting close. So if you want to play, 13:10:09 to win that, and obviously win the honour for your sex this morning.
You're right. Have another coffee, Dale.
What? That makes sense.
Yeah, no, that was it.
What was wrong with that?
Yes.
That's not true. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm happy. Hey, one guy, one girl, 13:10:09. Don't take it personally. I'm not having a go. It's only early. We need to get through the show today.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
That's right. The Lads are on 35. The Lasses are on 34. If you would like a gold star for your sex, 13:10:09 to go head to head this morning.
Yeah. Well, nobody's calling this morning, so that's a bit awkward, isn't it? 10 seconds. You can get through if you want to play.
You pretty much, you just need to get one right and you can have
13:10:09. You can't give away these tickets. People hate Manly that much.
they don't even want to be in the same area as the game. They'll be right, thanks.
It's like over $150 in value.
Yeah.
Here we go. That's all you needed to do. Pick up your phones and ring. We'll just let Producer Jackson pick a few up. Beautiful day today. 23,
oh,
guys.
Excellent.
Sunny. Lovely. Here we go, James. Lad, first up. Hello, James. The saviour. Hey. How are you today?
Yeah, great. How are you?
Yeah,
going
that's
well,
too bad.
Man. All right, let's do this. Three questions away from these tickets. Question number one for you, man. Billie Eilish was recently on the cover of which world famous magazine?
Time? Yeah, no idea.
Vogue magazine. Question number two. After getting false nails, why would someone go back at a later date to get an infill?
Pass.
All right, to fill the gap when the natural nail starts to grow back. Question number three. The Rafters are a fictional family on what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
That's all right. People, sometimes the sex is won when they haven't got any right. It goes to a coin toss.
Back to the Rafters. Recently announced reboots on the way for that. Back to the Rafters, airing on Amazon Prime this time.
Clever.
Yeah, it is. All right, hold the line, man. You can still walk away with a win today.
It's possible.
All right, let's go to our lass now. New FM, hello.
Hi, I was just ringing to see if you've got a lass yet.
No,
it's you. What's your name?
Leonie.
Hey, Leonie. Hey,
how are you?
Good.
That's the way. All right.
Let's do it.
Let's crack on with your questions.
You need one right to win.
Good luck.
Okay.
Question number one. What is a Carolina Reaper?
Is that a hot chili?
It sure is. You're a winner. Easy as that.
Knights taking on the Sea Eagles. A family pass, all yours. Well, congratulations. Done. Thank you. Lads versus Lasses back tomorrow, guys.
So, obviously, in our job, we have to be very careful in some situations of what we say, right? We can't swear. There's a whole like list of guidelines of things we're not allowed to say, basically,
yeah,
right?
That is true.
It's all actually in law, so we can get in a lot of trouble if we do wrong. One newsreader, though, has, well, been caught out saying something they really, really shouldn't. So, look, mistakes happen, but this audio is awesome. You got to hear it. We'll play it up next.
Oh, yes, we'll do it very soon at 105.3 New FM. I got this too late. I was going to start beeping you, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right.
Get that ready for the break.
Yeah, exactly.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creaso.
So, of course, us doing a live show, one of the biggest concerns is always that you're going to make some mistake in what you say.
Yeah, and swearing, basically.
That's probably one of the worst ones. There's a whole sort of list of things you can and cannot say. And
be careful with the C word, Crevo. Well, you said a few there and it's easy to get mixed up here.
Well, that's the thing, you know, and that particular word seems to be a bit of a pitfall for a lot of people. So, Jade, you pointed out this Nine News reporter who just a few days ago dropped out, well, a bit of a mistake, a bit of an oops. Have a listen to this.
In a clinical trial in exchange for payment, but we're all being warned these are fake. There are no shortcuts to access to that.
I mean, the inner Aussie really came out in that guy, didn't it?
Maddie from the newsroom, now tell me, as a professional newsreader, you've been doing it for a while, have you ever sworn on air accidentally?
I have not, though I was told, and I'm very particular every time I say Health Minister Greg Hunt's name.
Right.
Because I have walked out of the studio once and had someone say to me, ooh, that sounded a bit... Did you say what I think you said? So sometimes I take great care with that name, but thankfully, up to this point, I haven't.
Do you know what's great about radio that we have over television? We have a thing called a dump button. So we can take out like 10 seconds of audio. So if I was to swear right now, I'm not going to, but I could literally hit the button here and it would like delete that 10 seconds before you hear it.
Well, we've had to use that button on you once before.
Just once.
Yeah.
Thank God that didn't go to air. Right? You know when things just slip out? Yeah.
Mm.
Don't know how that happened.
That word is also a pitfall for other newsreaders. In fact, a Channel 10 news presenter over in Perth, her name's Charlotte Goodlett, she was talking about this story about a dentist who had been like put in jail for treating patients while they should have been basically in lockdown for coronavirus. And this was caught on camera.
Michael Nan was charged with 8 counts under the Emergency Management Act.
Now, I reckon somebody screwed with her auto cue there.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, it's easy. It's easy to misread.
That or she's got a potty mouth.
Probably both. Newsreaders, you'd be surprised.
It's very easy to trip up, though. I do just like to say that, all right? When you're constantly talking and you're trying to get through a script, all right? Mistakes happen.
Oh, I totally get it.
Yeah, of course. Anyway.
I really want to hear you swear now, Maddie. That's my mission on this show, to make you drop a swear word.
It'll happen today now.
I've got you with the dump button. I told you. Just make sure I've had a coffee and I'm vigilant.
Is that Mr. Hunt? Is he up to anything at the moment?
Look, he's always up to something these days because of COVID, so look, it could happen.
Maddie's like, I can't wait until there's a new health minister I can relax a bit my job.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome!
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The microphones on.
So, guys, been a little bit reflective lately. So, I'm a pretty spiritual person. Like, I do believe in psychics and going to them and believing what they say, right? And when I first moved to Newcastle a few years ago, I went to the Newcastle Spiritual Church. And it was such a great experience. I did start thinking the other day, when is all of this good stuff going to start happening?
Because there was a lot of predictions were made, so wasn't there, Jay?
What were you told again?
Oh, that, you know, just I was going to fall in love and it was happening soon and it would have the same interests and I would buy a house. I'm not even close to any of those things and I'm starting to think I don't believe it. Remember we had Jackie Gillies on the show as well?
Yeah,
Jackie Gillies is a psychic, right? And she had some big predictions for me as well. I found the audio. This is from like 2.5 years ago.
I feel the person you'll end up with, and I feel like it's just something to do with New York anyway, you're going to speak. But the person that I see you ending up with will be somebody that everybody would be think that's not somebody that you would date.
So apparently I'm going to New York.
And we're all going to think the guy's going to be unexpected, basically. Someone that we're not going to predict.
Like, not your normal type.
Creevy, you're not a believer. Jade, no. You're a believer. 13:09 this morning. I'm throwing it out there. Have you been to a psychic and they were right? I need some, like, confidence building here because I'm starting to not believe.
What you're saying is restore your faith. We need someone to restore Maddie's faith.
Or maybe, I'd love to hear both sides of this as well. Maybe you've been to a psychic, you continue to go to one, and they just constantly keep telling you BS.
Well, no, because your paths change, though. I can shed some light.
Oh, that's the excuse. Sorry, Jade, I forgot you're a psychic. You're not a psychic, dumb.
I'm not a psychic, but there's some things that go with
it. Just because you buy Nag Champer, it doesn't make you a psychic or clairvoyant.
Look, I'll try and help you if I can.
Me as the non-believer. Try and convince me.
Well, 13:10:09, was the psychic right or were they wrong? Tate McRae, can you stop doing that, please? It's really loud.
Doing what?
Moving that. Tate McRae, you broke me first at New FM. You're doing it again. I'll take your calls after this.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
13:10:09 this morning, we are asking you, was the psychic right?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Yeah, I've been to a couple, including Jackie Gillies giving me a reading on this show. A whole lot of predictions put out there. I'm going to meet the man of my dreams, my forever partner. We're going to be interested in the same things. I'm going to move to Melbourne, then off to New York. There's so many predictions.
None of it, of course, has
come true. Nearly three years down the track, I'm still waiting, guys. You're a non-believer, Creevo.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe in that sort of stuff.
Jade, what about you? Have you been to a psychic and have any predictions come through true for you?
Yeah, only once. And, yeah, it did come true. She said I was going to move interstate, and I did.
So that's pretty
accurate.
And how many other things did they tell you on that day?
Not much, because I didn't really, like...
A lot of people move into state.
She was like, oh, what else do you want to know? And I was like, nothing really. I didn't give her anything. Like, so, and she just said, oh, I'd be moving to state and I'd be doing a lot of writing.
Yeah, see, that's interesting. Have you done much writing?
Well, I don't know. I ended up going into, like, I got a job in promotions and then...
Oh, yeah.
Didn't like, I was writing all the time.
With that Harry Potter ripoff book?
No, I was writing that book in, I think, early 2000s.
Barry Hotter.
It wasn't a ripoff.
Harry Potter. Jackson, you're a big psychic guy. Have you had any... predictions come true? Because I know that you recently had a reading like less than a year ago, right?
Yeah, from a woman in Port Stephens. She was incredibly accurate. One thing in particular, because of course you all know that I want to move to America.
Yeah.
And everything kind of stalled with the COVID pandemic. And she was like, wait till late April, you'll get news that you need. Late April, they approved me to apply for residency. So I'm in the process of that now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's cool.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah. Like, down to the month.
Yeah, I guess you can't deny that, can you?
And someone spoke to you. Wasn't it like your grandfather or something? You had a message you had to pass on to someone else?
Yes, that actually did happen, yes, with a girl here at work.
Yeah.
Wow, crazy. Mm.
So, I don't know, yours doesn't seem like a bit of a hoax at all.
All right, let's go to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? I've actually got a couple. I just thought of another one.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, let's hear it.
Like, I went to a psychic, I was at Toronto, and like showed me I was going to be working with bricks. I didn't have a job at the time. Like, a couple of weeks later, I got a job as a British labourer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also my mum actually did respite care for a woman who's ex-psychic for police.
Yeah.
And like a family friend passed away. She didn't know the family friend passed. Mum didn't know she was ex-psychic for police. And she was there, and then she went over like that week, and she said that there's a man there next year, and said his name, said what he looked like and everything.
Wow, so you're a big believer.
Oh, well, like, it's exciting for police just getting things right.
Yeah, I've got a question for you, Ryan. Like, you said before that they predicted you'd get a job with bricks. Had you worked in that industry prior?
No, not at all.
Never before. Oh,
that's crazy. Yeah. Out of curiosity, what made you go to the psychic to begin with?
Just went. Yeah, a friend suggested it because I'm...
Wants to know the future.
Yeah, see what they say. I've been diagnosed with a lot of mental health issues. And he said, you sound psychic, don't even think all that. And she was right, so, yeah.
Oh, good job, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, glad that helped. Yeah, that's amazing. Good stuff.
All right, we're going to L.
Hey, L.
Hello.
How you going?
Hey, good. So was the psychic right for you?
It was. She was great. The first thing she said to me was, when I was on my own with my four kids, I never had a TV. And my TV would break down. People would come over, feel sorry for me, and give me a TV, and the TV would break down. I went through about five or six TVs. And when I
Jesus.
They were all second hand, but they still all break down. Yeah. And when I went to see a psychic, she asked me, was there anything wrong with my TV? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, that was my dad trying to get through.
Wow. That's so fascinating.
Oh, my God. I have goosebumps.
Yeah. And also, she did predict other things that happened through the year. Like, I was going on a trip. She told me I was going on a trip. And, yeah, a few other things. And but there was one thing I didn't get, though, that she said was someone was going to build me a house, and I'm still waiting for it.
Oh, well, keep waiting. You never know.
Different versions of a home. It could be, you know, like love inside a family home.
No, Elle wants a physical two-story mansion.
Or what about, have you got like a birdhouse?
Well, Elle,
I do actually. Does
your TV, there you go.
Like, are you having TV problems now, or is your has your dad buggered off?
I ended up buying a new TV.
All right.
So it stopped when you got the new one.
For a new TV.
He probably didn't want to break your brand new TV. That's nice of him.
So did she say that your dad got through or not? Like, do you feel his presence? Or?
He said he was there. Well, I never felt it, but she said he was there protecting me because I was on my own with my four kids.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah. That's cool. What a story. So,
question for you, Elle, before we let you go.
Yep.
You know you've got that birdhouse. Did you build it?
No.
Did someone else build it?
What did the kids did?
Shut up.
There you go. Proof.
CL, thank you.
Thanks for your calls. Wow.
I just figured out the mystery. You guys are naysayers.
What more
not
proof
me.
Do you want exactly. from those two calls?
God.
Like, that's incredible.
That's just science.
Yeah. Well, maybe you went to a dodgy one.
Look, the second-hand TV. Like, high chance that it's going to break down.
No.
Not five,
what happened to you being a believer?
Yeah.
God, you backflipped, quick.
No, but I'm like...
Oh, Maddie, such a
sick. I hope it was her dad. I really do, Elle. But five TVs. If you buy five second-hand TVs, maybe they're just five. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
Anyway,
just cynic.
Guys, update with me.
Oh yeah,
my puppies. I treat them a lot. You know, I'm always constantly buying them milky treats and, you know, chicken jerky and all that sort of stuff. And I thought to myself, God, these dogs are living the life. Like, I probably spend more money on my dogs than me, right?
Well, you didn't even feed your husband last night. I'm sure your dogs got fed yet.
They did, actually. I brought them two new treat bundles yesterday. But this is my point. I had this moment last night where I thought to myself, these pups, they need to start pulling their weight around here and earning their treats, earning their food.
Earn their keep.
Earn
in
their
the
keep. So I'm going to sign them up to a talent agency I want to tell you about.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And guys, I have to talk to you about my new idea for my dogs, because basically I've really worked out that I treat them so well. I'm constantly buying them treats. Like, my treat drawer, there's more food in the cupboard for my dogs than Ben and I. They're kid you not.
You know, I think, have you ever seen, like, a documentary about, like, the Buckingham Palace where they go through the kitchen and show all the foods that they have?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that.
For my dogs, yeah. 100%, right? So I saw this little advertisement pop up the other day. It was a sponsored ad, and it was from this talent agency, and they were needing a mixture of pet owners and breeds of dogs for a television shoot that they were going to be doing.
Do you know what show it was for?
I don't know the show. Like I have a feeling it was more an ad. They didn't go too far into the details. But I thought, you know what? It's about time my pet started, like, earning some money for me, especially at the rate that they're getting treated at home.
Okay,
like
so what
kings
are they?
And queens.
What are they looking for? Are they looking for like a wide range of Chihuahua? Because you've got a very varied bunch of them.
Well,
you've got a disabled one, an elderly one, and like a pedigree one. So I'm guessing only the pedigree one, Reuben, is employable.
Not really.
Nobody wants a geriatric.
So what happened was, so I ended up contacting the talent agency, the casting agent, and they said, unfortunately, this job's currently closed, but there is an agency you can sign up who specialise in animals, as we don't do too many of those types of jobs. So
did you call them?
I didn't call them. No, this is an email. Emails, I'm reading you exactly what they sent me. So they sent me the link to animalextras.com.au. So I've like clicked over to their website, having a look around, and it seems very easy. So you basically just need to send 8 pictures of your dog.
8?
Yep. They can't be in clothes. They have to be by themselves, like, no props or anything like that, just so you can get the general stature and personality of them, just
yes,
as they are.
Okay.
And then basically you submit a form. So you have to, like, do a questionnaire basically about your pet's training level because they need to know the reliability of the pets on set, basically, and their commands.
So they don't want naughty pets.
No, so they've got to be able to sit and stay for at least 20 seconds.
Yours are a bit misbehaved.
No.
Your pets are like the naughty kids at the shopping centre on leashes. Parents have to put them on a leash.
No, they're pretty good with the old sit and stay. They've got to be comfortable, friendly with other dogs. Comfortable and friendly with other dogs.
That's a no.
Questionable. Comfortable and friendly with children. Again,
how many kids have they bitten?
Questionable. Maybe a couple. Responds to your voice commands. They definitely do. Apart from one.
You tell them to bite.
bark, bark.
Responding to hand signals. So there's a lot there. And actually, Matty, if you're interested in signing up your cat, Harry, they've actually got some...
Not interested.
Some hoops here that the cats have to tick off, I guess.
There's a lot
through.
Of money in it, isn't there?
Well, there is. So that job, I had a look at it. They advertised it. They wanted $2,500 they were willing to pay.
Jeez, yeah, Matty, that's
pretty
right.
Good
I
money.
So this morning I woke up to a message from you, Crevo.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the relevance was or if it was meant for me.
No, it was.
But Crevo sent me a casting notification on Facebook.
Ooh. So this is
for pets.
Is
owners.
That one that you, I think it's the one that you, like, were talking about.
Yeah.
The reason I sent it through, because some of the comments on it were so, so interesting.
Yeah.
Right, so for example, look, there's, like, Jade, I don't know if this is your friend Darcy.
No, I don't know a Darcy.
Okay, because there's, so, like, people are all tagging all their mates. So,
oh, my God, you commented on this post that Crevo sent.
Yeah, so
you... I4 casting, did you still need pets and pet owners?
So yeah. This is the one.
$2,500.
Akira and myself are interested in as an actor for narration. Now, I don't know if the dog is supposed to be the narrator or is it the human?
Well, I think it would be the human.
You would think so. Me, please, is another person, Jeanette, which is just a person, like, cradling a cat. But I think the thing's for dogs, isn't it?
You know what? Jade will be calling up the casting director soon. Why didn't you pick my dogs?
No. I'm not going to go that far.
Them. Have you seen a photo of them in the pram?
No. You can't. You're not allowed to send them a picture in the pram.
Is what it is. So what's the end result here?
It's $88 registration fee per animal.
Can I just say, do you know how we're going to end this break, Jade? Do you know what I've realised?
What?
You need to stop wasting paper. You come up with these harebrained money-making ideas and you print a million and one pages when you could read it on your computer. Like, how many pieces of paper have you used there to print out the application?
Three.
And is it an electronic application?
Yeah, but I don't like reading on the web.
The environment, she says.
I love the environment, but it hurts my eyes.
Just hates trees.
Anyway, my dogs are going to be superstars and I'll prove it to you.
Yeah, I think you'll make money out of this, Jade.
I hope so. They're cute enough.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to get them to sit and stay. That's the only challenge.
News time with Maddie up next in UFM.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
We're looking for your stories up next on 13 10 09 of when your kid got a hold of the credit card, maybe bought something. I think it's mostly online purchases where this happens.
Mm. Don't let your kids play with your phones.
Yeah, phones, iPads. Because everyone's like automatically logged into eBay and stuff.
I don't know if they have child locks for those things yet. You think they would?
I think they probably do, but most people don't bother setting that up.
Kids are clever anyway. I remember when I was little, my mum was calling my uncle in Perth. Yeah. I think I was definitely under six. And I remember watching my mum dial the number and I memorized it like that. You're a sponge when you're at that age.
Yeah.
I ended up calling him the next day out of my own accord just to say hello because I could remember the number.
And
kids are like that with
I don't think kids are memorizing credit card numbers though.
But it's sometimes just the password. Yeah, now that you have your credit card stored, all you need is like, you know, the 19234 number.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like right. Just whatever your passcode
That's
is.
That's probably Jade's passcode, but
no, it's not.
No, it's an L.
I made a point of of changing it. One digit, but
That's
still.
Right. Look. The reason I bring this up, funny story that's come out from the US where this four-year-old boy absolutely loves SpongeBob SquarePants, right? As a lot of kids that age do.
Fun cartoon.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, his parents had Amazon Prime and that was all logged in. This kid has jumped on there and searched SpongeBob and ordered 900 SpongeBob SquarePants, like ice cream.
How much was that? Like
over almost $3,000.
Oh my God.
And of course, Amazon's so quick to deliver. They all turned up the next day at the parents' house. They couldn't even get a refund.
That's awful.
13 10 09. When have the kids spent up on the credit card, got a hold of your phone, bought stuff online, games, etc.? Love to hear your stories.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
In 13 10 09 this morning, we're asking you, did your child get a hold of the credit card? Did they spend up big?
Gee, thanks. Just don't. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Money, get rich, baby, tap in.
Yeah, that's all because this four-year-old boy over in the US, massive fan of SpongeBob SquarePants, and got onto Mum and Dad's Amazon Prime account. And you can just, like, it's so easy to order on there. Like, you can just press one button and it's already being delivered. Like, it's so simple. And bought almost $3,000 worth of SpongeBob SquarePants ice blocks.
Let's face it, clever. Good on him. And I'm thinking about it. You'd be furious as a parent, but then at the same time, I'd be like, you know what?
That's a bit funny.
It's funny.
I don't think they'd be laughing.
It's my fault. I probably shouldn't have let my kid know the password.
To the phone.
And, you know, he got me.
50 cases of them rocked up. Can you imagine, like, even storing that?
Halloween
at your house?
Sorted. school birthday party, little party bags are sorted.
You'd be so sick of those ice blocks.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Almost
right?
Need one of those chest freezers from the 90s. Gabby has called up. Hey, Gabby, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. What's up?
Hey, good, thank you. Kids spending on the credit card. What happened?
So this is actually one of my brother's mates back in the day. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, perfectly.
Perfect. My brother's best mate, he managed to get hold of his parents' credit card. And what do you know? Bought all of these ringtones, like $300 worth of ringtones.
Oh,
like,
back in the day of the ringtone.
With his mate. Yeah. This was in the 90s.
Yeah, remember Crazy...
That's amazing.
Crazy Frog, remember that?
Yeah.
People spent so much money on that.
It actually charted at number one because people, like, bought it so many times.
How far... Gabby, we've come so far, haven't we, those days? Did you ever buy yourself ringtones?
I used to program them into my old Nokia. If you pressed, like, the right number of threes and then sevens and twos, you could compose your own music.
Oh, wow.
That?
Yes. Yeah, that was too hardcore for me,
Tech, back then, it's just... That was a big flex, though, having a ringtone of a new song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This hasn't graced radio in maybe 20 years. I've found the Crazy Frog song.
Oh.
Bring, bring.
Oh.
It needs to come back.
No, it doesn't.
Make it resurgence.
You into it, Gabby? Love it. There
it's a
go.
No from Gabby.
I can't believe that was number one.
I know.
Jesus.
What were we thinking in the 90s?
Well, no, that was I think 2005.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's even more scarier, isn't it?
I know, more recent.
You know what? I just typed it into YouTube. There's a whole heap of Crazy Frog songs.
Well, like a whole album of them? I guess some people really, really love them. Okay, the number one up there, how many views? That's a good question.
108 million views.
Whoa, for Crazy Frog.
Yeah.
People love Crazy Frog.
Well, what's the goss coming up with producer Jackson next?
Yeah, people are worried about Matthew Perry because, of course, that Friends reunion's coming up. They've dropped a little clip about that. I'll play the audio and I'll tell you a bit about that. Also, too, really exciting news if you're a Bachelorette fan in Australia because they've just released the details of what the next season's going to look like.
Okay.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
I love this moment of my morning with you, producer Jackson, because you give me all the goss that I need, from Friends to the Bachelorette, going down.
Well, I'm glad you love it, first of all. Imagine if you were like, I hate this. This is the worst moment.
My ears are bleeding.
Let's start with the Bachelorette, because this is very exciting. So Channel 10 announced that it's going to be Brooke Blurton, who, of course, was on the 2018 Bachelor, also went to Bachelor in Paradise. So she was once a contestant. The exciting thing about this is she's openly bisexual, and both men and women will now battle it out for her heart.
Oh, wow. Yes.
That is an interesting twist.
I'm into it. I mean, do you know what? The Bachelor franchise is starting to get a little bit tired.
They need
to freshen things up. This could do it.
Well, she was, for those who don't know her, she was in the, what was the ex-footballer's name?
Blake?
The Honey Badger.
The Honey Badgers episode. So she was the one that famously walked off the show. And because she was down to the top three, I think it was, and she left. She walked out.
She's like, I don't want to borrow this.
Yeah.
It was also rumored that she was dating Abby Chatfield at one stage.
Really? Yes. I didn't know that.
Yes.
This could actually make it interesting. That's all my... I think it might draw me in.
She's based in Perth.
Because I just think, like... Finally, I feel like it's such a fake show a lot of the time. There might, like, there's an element of something real.
Well, Jade, when we walked in today and found this out, of course, radio and Bachelor go hand in hand. You were a bit off her. You don't like her?
Oh, I don't know, because when she came off very authentic on the show, and when... she walked away. I liked that. She was very true to herself, and I think she walked off the show because I think her and the Honey Badger did have a genuine connection at the time.
Yeah.
But I think she, I don't know, maybe she didn't really believe his whole heart was in it. I don't know, but she walked off. And I thought, you know what, good on her. She didn't want to be made to look like a fool on national television. And then I sort of followed her journey off the show for a little bit, seeing what she was up to in Perth. She ended up finding love there for a little bit with a guy and whatnot. And, but it's just like now she's going back on the show when she walked off it to begin with. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
okay.
I don't know. I just hope she can just, it's genuine. That's all.
Well, remember how last year there was all that controversy, mostly spurred by NASA, about the Bachelorette and Bachelor not being very diverse? Well, yeah. She's the first Indigenous Bachelorette.
Oh,
so
good.
Good on Channel 10 for doing
NASA.
That. Yeah. Interesting, in the press release, though, she says, my perfect person is someone that loves me for me. So she pretty much just copied the lyrics from Blessed Union of Souls.
Good stuff, though. It's representative of society. And the more that we see this on TV, the better.
Yeah, it'll be.
I just hope, it's just genuine. That's all.
Well, we'll see. Most of the times, though, with The Bachelorette and Bachelor, it's not. Let's move on to Friends. This is pretty genuine. They didn't edit Matthew Perry, right? People are really concerned about him. This HBO Max interview reunion that everyone's been waiting for, and then it got delayed for COVID's finally sort of dropping teaser trailers. I don't know if you've seen any of it.
No.
So the only two that actually look like Hollywood celebrities are Jen Aniston and Courtney Cox. The rest look like they have just been at Moe's Tavern for the last 20 years. People really worried about Matthew Perry, though. This is the only sort of glimpse that we get of him talking, but he looks hella disheveled, and he answers the question, what's the favourite thing that he stole from the set?
I stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow, because she, at one point, looked at it and thought it was a real clock, and I gave it to her.
He does not sound, or does he look good. It's very uncomfortable.
You know what? At least he showed up.
Well, that's true.
Because, I mean, without the whole set, it's not really a Friends reunion.
No, it's
and people not. People have been waiting for this for years, so at least he didn't let the team down.
How many episodes are they doing?
I think it's just one big special.
So it's not like a scripted special.
It's
not a show. They just sit around on the set talking about
just
the show. It's not like an episode of the show or a continuation.
Boring.
Of the series.
Yeah, and it's just them reliving their highlights. But they have put like the cast members next to the old photos of the original of them sitting around the fountain outside of the apartment building that they could never afford with the jobs that they had in New York City.
That's right.
It was a rent-controlled apartment.
Yeah, it's so interesting to see what they look like now, especially the boys.
Yeah.
Big difference.
A huge difference.
I mean, the girls look the same, basically. Anyway, there you go. Jade, you just hate Friends.
If I don't like Seinfeld, Friends.
If it was a Seinfeld reunion, you'd
be falling
like,
off your chair.
Friends sucks.
I'm actually with you on that one, Jade. I've never seen the appeal of Friends.
It's
me
lame.
Laugh.
Cheap laughs.
Friends was more successful.
No, it wasn't.
Seinfeld was hands down so much
better. Thank
you,
Jackson.
Elaine.
Nah.
Oh. Come on, Kramer.
Yeah. You can't have an opinion if you've never watched an episode.
I have watched an episode. I've watched most of the series.
Don't think you have.
Okay, I forgot that Jade was me. hey, guys, Celebrity Beds is on right now. After this, guys, we are going to reveal another celebrity. If you get this right, you go into the draw to win a $12,000 Tempo betting package, which is announced this Saturday. All right, shall we hear our brand new celebrity?
Yes.
Here we go.
I say, is that your real voice? And I say, who can make this up? And then they say, I just love your voice. I love hearing your voice.
I mean, it's a really hard one.
No clues, because you don't need
it. Children living in the 90s will know this. I have the box set at home, actually.
You gave away a clue.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Couldn't help
Ooh.
Yourself.
You couldn't help
sure.
yourself.
My bad.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Regular sleep supports a healthy future. For the best night's sleep, talk to the experts at Domain Bedding, Maitland and Katara. New FM's Celebrity Beds.
Yeah, and if you get this right, you've got a chance to win a $12,000 Tempur bedding package from Domain. Some of the amazing things in there include the Temper Thermo Queen quilt, which you know is going to be so toasty come winter, which is already here.
Oh, it was like 6 degrees yesterday.
I know, right? Also, $500 worth of Manchester, the cloud mattress that everyone is talking about.
I tell you what, nothing beats a good mattress. If you've got a good, decent mattress, your life is...
Well,
you were
whinging for months about getting a bad sleep, and then you finally
had a heap of crap.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You finally got a good mattress, and you've never been happier.
You're so well rested.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's right. All right. Well, shall we meet our contestant?
Yeah, let's hear the voice though one more time. Yeah.
Yeah,
who do you
think
is hiding under these covers?
I say, is that your real voice? And I say, who can make this up? And then they say, I just love your voice. I love hearing your voice.
All right, we're going
so easy
to Shelley from Cook's Hill. She's an account manager. You're on your way to work, are you, Shelley?
No, I was just on my way home from the gym.
Oh, good on you. What did you do today? Did you work out legs, butt, biceps, triceps?
No, it's a like a group fitness session. So, everything.
Making it happen.
That's cool.
That.
It's easier working out when you're in a tribe, hey?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. Heaps easier.
All right. More importantly, you want to get into the draw to win this bed. Who do you think is hiding under the covers?
I think it's Fran Drescher.
Of course it is.
As if it wasn't.
You're in the draw. Good luck. You could be walking away with over $12,000 worth of betting gear.
Shelley, make sure you sign up to come along to our boot camp.
If you like exercising,
it's happening next Saturday.
Yeah, good stuff. Can't wait for that.
UFM.com.au.
But a big thank you to Domain Katara and Maitland, the Domain Betting there. Such professionals. Always a good help in there. Hey, guys, up next, Jade, interesting you're chatting about your dog wanting to, push them out the door to earn some money.
Yeah.
Trying to sign them up to a pet talent agency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, to get sort of famous pets, you need an Instagram following, right?
You do
have an Instagram following for your pets, right?
A little one. Modest.
How many followers do you have?
I think it's about, 1,400, roughly.
Okay, well, I've got a friend, my friend Lee in Sydney, who's recently purchased a Chi in his life. It's changed his life. He's had Shutzi, which is German for sweetheart, for I think around like 3 to 4 months now.
Aww.
And he's been on this massive like Instagram, let's haul this thing out and earn as much free money and freebies as possible.
Yeah.
He sent me an interesting message yesterday in regards to your dog.
Oh, no.
That I want to reveal. We've got a little bit of a Chihuahua Instagram war going on.
Oh, no.
No,
I'm going to battle.
New FM. The Novos, Jade
and
Creepo.
We're going to talk about this war that's going on, Jade. It's an Instagram war with your dog versus my friend's dog.
Who let the dogs out?
So I didn't even know I was in a war.
Well,
he's obviously declared it, and now I've got to back it up because he said something to you yesterday.
Yeah, so my friend Lee, right, he's recently purchased a Chihuahua, 4 months in. He loves it. He's obsessed with it. That's all he talks about.
It has changed his life.
It has. It's a cute thing.
In a good way, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. His name is Shutzi. It's German for sweetheart. Now, you've been a little bit, jealous, I think, of Shutzi because obviously you see... the photos, I think you follow Shutzi on Instagram, yeah?
Yeah, we follow each other.
Yeah. And sometimes you make, little bitchy comments about, if Lee's posted, a giveaway that he's won. Oh, why I deserve that giveaway.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess so. I do.
Yeah. Anyway. So he's messaged me yesterday and he goes, oh, look, I've noticed Jade's followers. How many do you have? Around 1,400.
Yeah.
He's only 200 away from you and he said he's coming for
you. Oh.
He's overtaken one of our other friends, Damien's dog, and he's just on this war to,
Well, they were battling it out for a little while, so obviously now it's...
Now he's overtaken that and he's coming for me. He's in the overtaking lane.
You would have heard Crevo, Jade saying, not long ago, he might have gotten those followers quickly, but look at mine. Mine have taken, I've built mine over this amount of time and I've got more. He'll never catch me.
I think the exact quote was, I'd like to see him try.
No, he's like, yeah, but he's like you said earlier, he's whoring Shartzy out, like, with Instagram bloggers. I've had natural organic growth just from cuteness.
I just want to rewind to
my
the
dogs
start.
Aren't relating on relying on products to get them famous.
I just want to rewind to the start of this break when you made it really awkward and when I said that you make bitchy comments about Shartzy and you're like, yeah, man, nah. There you go. That just proves that you do.
I don't think that's bitchy. That's just truth.
So well, you know exactly what's happening. Jade pretends like she's not worried that another chihuahua will beat her. But you are. Shatsy's getting lots of freebies.
You know what? Shatsy's, look, cute for Lee. Not the cutest dog in the world.
Really? You're saying not that good looking?
But then I'm biased.
I don't think they are, though.
They are. Bit different, though. Long head, short head.
Well, you know what? Like, at the end of the day, it will come down to who has more followers.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll soon see.
You know what?
If Lee's dog overtakes...
How many does he have?
Just one. Pet Instagrams, they're really just a pain in the backside.
Well, you
really.
Created one.
Yeah, but I gave up after three posts.
Is that
I barely it? Run my own Instagram properly.
Let alone a pet's one.
Jackson, how many Instagrams do you have for your pets? You've got one for your dog Henry and for your new cats. Yeah?
Yeah, and I used to use them to get free stuff and a bit of money on the side, but now I just use them as a way to post my pet photos. So I don't have to store them. So I've always got the memory.
That's nice.
And it's not on my actual Instagram page. And if people want to follow, they can follow.
You've
if
got
not,
two Hen Whip and Harvey and Martin.
Because yeah, I've got cats and dogs.
What's the most money or best product you ever got out of it?
Henry was once signed to a jacket company in LA, and I got about $600 a month. For
that's
him.
Cool.
That's awesome.
For 12 months. Yeah, that was good.
See, that pays a lot of, you know, a lot of food and stuff for the dog.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Shartzy only has 1,000 followers.
And how many do you have?
1,400.
Still a long way to go for Shartzy.
I have to start ramping things up.
How many, because do you put all your chihuahuas on your Instagram or only one?
All three, yeah.
So just really, is the 1,400 divided by three should be
so
technically.
Yeah, so Shartzy's technically winning.
More popular as a single dog.
Birthday lotto up next. $625 up for grabs, guys.
Yeah, it's come up as December. If you'd like to win like a grab at this cash, 13-10-09, if you're born in December, this is your good chance.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
It's never been easier to win cash than with us. All you need is a birthday to play. $625 up for grabs. Starting to get a bit more interesting as the money climbs. You start to go, oh, what could I spend $600 on? Yes, please. There's heaps of stuff, right?
Absolutely. I mean, nothing to put your nose up at, is
exactly
it?
Right. All right. Look, well, after people born in December, let's meet our contestant.
That's right. Let's go to Tanya. She's a single mum of four kids. Her friends would say she's incredibly funny with her dark sense of humour and loves camping and spending cash on herself if she wins. Finally, somebody that's a little bit selfish, Tanya. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what are you spending the cash on?
It'd be nice to go on a little holiday when the kids are at their dad's every second weekend, because I'm always spending money on the kids.
Yeah, man. Like, go have a relaxing weekend away.
Yeah, nice.
Little
yeah.
staycation somewhere close. All right, good.
How old are all your kids?
My oldest is nearly 15. I got a 13-year-old, 11, and nearly a 2-year-old.
Yeah, I can definitely see why you need the break. Well, let's see if we can make it happen for you.
Fingers crossed.
Here we go. All right, so I've pulled out the 2nd of December.
No.
Oh, what was the day?
26.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boxing Day.
Appreciate it. Hey, you get double presents, though, in December.
Well, that's true.
You're meant to.
Good stuff. Guys, news time with Maddie up next, and of course, birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock today. A new FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie,
Crevo.
Yeah.
The Novos.
I don't know how many times we've asked the boss to take that one out, but it's still there.
It's still there.
Thank you.
You're the Novos.
because we need your help. New FM is working on the playlist. So if you want to have your say and pick more of the tunes that you love to hear, 1310, oh no, actually, sorry, ratethemusicnewfm.com.au. Habit of doing
maybe
a phone.
Maybe that's why they play that opener there. We can't seem to get anything right.
Maybe. So there's one in five $100 gift cards up for grabs at the Exchange Hotel. Great place to go and dine and have a night out. So jump online, rate the music, and...
How long does it take?
6 minutes.
Only 6 minutes.
Only 6 minutes or less, depending how quick you can tap your mouse. Ready?
New FM stopwatch out. They time it every time.
Oh, I know.
The boss must do it like in quality control.
They're very vigilant here, aren't they? Very vigilant. Funny. Get things done, which is great.
No, it's a great prize. It 100 is. Bucks. Oh.
Yes,
hitting
please.
The bar on a Friday night. Showing...
Now, up next, guys, we are, of course, talking to someone from Big Brother because this is one of the biggest shows at the moment. Big Brother this season has been huge. We're speaking with Alex, who's one of the twins and was part of the triple exit, which no one was expecting, I can be sure of that. Were you expecting it, Maddie?
Of course I was. It's Big Brother. The two twins, oh, my God, they are identical, look exactly
really?
The same.
Yeah.
Really interesting, though. One really wanted to go on the show and the other didn't.
Was dragged along.
Lots to chat about with Alex. Kicked out, but only spent like a couple of nights in the Big Brother house.
Hardly got a taste of it.
You know, it's still fun.
Yeah, of course. Right? We still get to find out all about it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Big Brother continues 7:30 Monday night, guys. And Alex from the show joins us right now.
Think you know my game? Think again.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Thanks for hanging out with us. How's it all been since the season wrapped? I mean, well, your time on the season wrapped up. You enjoying watching it all back?
Yeah, it's actually been so good to, like, see what happened before we came into the house. Honestly, like, it makes so much sense why it was so difficult coming in so late now. But yeah, it's been a great season so far. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it's so good. And do you know what? I was actually so angry at last night's episode with Gabe. What's the go there?
I know.
Oh, my God. So Gabe's another intruder, right? So there were six of them that came in. They only had, like, a limited amount of spots. Gabe, he just wasted everybody's time, went in there for a week, decided he couldn't handle it, and he left. Meanwhile, other people that wanted to be there kicked out, kicked off the show. Like, come on, you'd be filthy, right?
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing because I wanted to be there so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But I suppose it doesn't really show. In between my eviction and then Gabe's eviction was a couple of days.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think he did process it, yeah, and he did come out as gay on the show. So I think that was really hard for him and... You know, it didn't get aired. He posted about it on social media, but I think it was really tough for him and he was already feeling a bit, you know, he was struggling. So I think,
they didn't show that at all. Like, I kind of assumed that that was the case, but you never know. So, like, still, though, that's, like, don't take the space up of somebody that wants to be there. This is such a competitive game. Now, obviously, your sister, Charlotte's in there alone right now. How do you think she's going to go?
Well, I did set up a few good alliances, so I hope she continues to work with them because I definitely think they're the strongest players in the house. I know that, her and Mitch are pretty close in the house, so he'll hopefully look after her because he's definitely a challenge beast. I'm very excited for her. So it'll be good to watch the next few episodes and see what happened while I wasn't there.
Yeah, because I heard a rumour that... was it you wanted to really be on the show, but Charlotte didn't want to be so much, so you dragged her along, or was it vice the other way around?
So I was desperate to be on the show, so I was just, I'm a Big Brother super fan, you know, so when we did get on, like, I knew, you know, twins would be a cool thing, so we applied. When we got on, she did get really excited about being on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely my idea.
So you're filthy? Are you thinking, like, oh, she's still in there? This is BS.
So when we both thought that we were getting evicted, we walked to the front, like the air, what are they called? The air wrap thing.
Yeah.
And when we were walking out, Charlotte was like, trying to comfort me, and she was like, "Oh, you know, you're going home to a new house, like a good job, you know, your boyfriend." She's like, "I gave up uni and everything to come on this show." Like, and I was like, "Oh my God, like that's true. I do have a lot of things to go home to that I'm excited about." And then Big Brother announced that there was another challenge, so we're battling it out. And our plan was to last 6 hours and 40 minutes because that was Angela's record time last season. So that's why we were up there for so long. But then I knew, like, she was going to step down at 6 hours 40. So I ended up stepping down before her because I was like, you know, I'll go home. I'll be happy. I'll, you know, have lots of things, you know, to look forward to at home. And yeah, she should enjoy this opportunity.
That's sweet. Sister. Can I ask, though, like, really, you technically, you haven't really lost out because you've still got your sister in there. So I'm guessing, like, say if she won, you'd split the money. So really, like, you still have a share in a chance at winning in a way.
Also, you're an identical twin, so you can tell your kids it was actually you.
I know. I wish we got the chance to play, you know, some more tricks on the housemates and stuff. You know, I think, yeah, our time was definitely cut short early.
Well, the Logan twins back in the old school Big Brother, they won the whole show, the twins together. So I was hopeful that you girls would go far.
Twins,
but look,
another round.
Do you guys have, like, some, like, twin, like, is it telepathy or whatever it is?
Telepathy. We joke around and say that we do, but we totally don't.
Okay.
We're so close that we can honestly know what each other's thinking. Like, we just know each other so well.
Yeah.
Maybe you can, like, send us some, like, oh, the season's wrapped. I was going to say you could send us some messages, like, you're on the inside with your mind.
It would be good.
It was fun while it lasted. You were great on the show. Thank you so much, Alex. I love you. You're so great. It's a little bubbly chick.
I know. Very excited.
Big Brother continues at 7:30 on Monday, Channel 7, Jade.
We have to talk about this poor apprentice who's made a massive boo-boo on the work site. There'd be nothing worse than being the apprentice, getting called, "Oh, come here, rook." Like being the rookie on the job site, being made to do all the jobs.
You're an apprentice that's been called rook by your boss.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, come here, rook. I need your help over here. Well, this rookie's gotten onto the job site. This poor apprentice thought he was doing the right thing by kickstarting the job early, and it turned out to be a disgrace. The wrong house. He, like, tore up their whole lawn. So, yeah, it's not good.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, you've got a great story about a trader who stuffed up big time.
Yeah. Something worse being the new bloke on the job side, but also being the apprentice rookster. And basically, this rookie, he was doing the right thing. He got to the job site early.
Why are you calling apprentices rooks and rooksters?
No, I think that must be a Queensland thing.
It's a Queensland thing, I think.
That.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's
all right. But yeah, so basically, this rook on the job site, he got there early. He's thinking, "Oh, I'm going to show the boss. I'm going to start digging up the yard, get the excavator on there."
The excavator.
That's it. And you know, make a it's a good point that I'm a hard worker. Yeah, so true. But then, so he got sent the address, 37. Turns out there was two houses, both with 37 on the street.
I've got the audio. Shall we play it? Here we go.
I get a text saying the address is 37. 37. I wait up the client and we'll come in with the excavator. Waited for Tyler. Pulled up the pavers. I'm going to find out there's a 37 all the way down there too. I've just gone to a complete stranger's house, got them to open up the shed, pull out their pavers, waited for the boss just to find out it's the wrong house.
So how this got so messed up was that both houses, being 37 on the street, had both planned to have landscapers there on the same day.
Because otherwise, because it sounds like he got the guy to open up the shed. So the guy, like, so many things fell into place.
Yeah.
He just thought it must be the work that's doing here.
Unbelievable. Honestly, unlucky. So technically it wasn't his fault, but geez.
He still would have been flogged by his...
Oh, 100%. He'll be copping that for months.
Yeah. Come on, mate. If you checked with the client, you're at the right... Are you at the right house?
Yeah.
That'll be the question always being asked.
That'll be his life lesson. Always make sure, like, when he's teaching apprentices, he'll be like, always double-check the address. Triple-check the address.
Yeah. Talk to the owner and make sure you're the right company to be there.
Oh, your whole lawn just ripped up everything. Thing.
For no good reason. Feel sorry
for you. I'd be very upset.
Absolutely. You think you're having a bad day at work, you're not.
Yeah. Life's good.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
105 minutes commercial free is coming up next.
Oh, yes.
Yo. This is the brand new one from Katy Perry.
Oh, you guys were bagging this out yesterday, weren't you?
Look. No, it's great. I love it.
I'm going to jump on that bandwagon.
I haven't heard it yet.
She's jumped on, like, the inspirational...
Sell that music, boy.
So, like, firework era days?
No, more like Rise. Remember when she did Rise? Yeah. You know, it's growing on me, though. I was listening to it when I was going home yesterday, and I was like, oh, actually, I can get around it.
Do you know what I do like about it? Like,
what?
Compared to her recent stuff, you're right. It's got a little bit more energy behind it, like that pop, rolling pop beat. It's better.
Yeah, she's a pop artist.
And you can tell she's like a mum now. Like, she really cares more. Because she used to be a bit of fun that used to can everybody.
Party.
Yeah. Hozier as well, Take Me to Church. And also, too, did you see Tynes and I perform this on Ellen?
No.
It's the only time I've ever enjoyed an episode of Ellen, but really, really good.
Well, Byron's finest.
Yeah.
Right there. Oh, good. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. And don't forget, rate the music now on newfm.com.au. Tell us what you think about the music we play here. On offer, one of five $100 exchange hotel gift vouchers, guys.
That is true.
Man, very what good. A day we had yesterday. What a day.
You mean after the show, yeah?
Yeah, after the show finished yesterday. Man, I've been going through an emotional couple of weeks. I've quit smoking. My moods, I admit, are up and down. I've apologized multiple times because, yes, I am, like, semi-aware that I've been a bit of an a-hole to work with in the last couple of weeks. But do you know what? Yesterday, Jade, the shift finished and I was like, man, I just want to go home and relax. We'd been prodding each other all morning, as we sometimes do.
But we made a promise.
Jade's like, can you come out to Pelican with me to pick up a plant? She's like, well, it'll take an hour. And I thought, you know what? I won't go straight home to bed. I thought I'll be back by 1 o'clock.
That'll be all right.
We left work at, like, after 12. Anyway, it turned into an almost 4-hour shopping trip yesterday. I have to talk about it next because I feel for you, man. I feel for your husband, Jade. I really do.
Well, he doesn't have to shop because you do it all.
Yeah, that's true.
He's fine. He's cruising. You
won't believe the Maddie journey. Walked away. He's like, never again.
You won't believe the journey we've been on next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I love that. Fresh Pink, 105.3 New FM. It's called All I Know So Far,
she
guys.
Can do no wrong.
She really can't think. She's
not in it. Not in UFM's eyes.
All radio's eyes.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
But I can. I can do wrong.
Of course you can. We're not perfect, like that. No, you're perfect, Jade. You're amazing.
Bless you. But I did torture you yesterday, sweetheart.
Guys, yesterday. Do you know what? I just want to say I feel for all the blokes out there that have to go dragged along shopping with their women. It's just a terrible experience. Yet again, I got sucked in. I promised myself I'd never, ever, ever go shopping with Jade again after my terrible, like, last year, my glasses experience. That was another nearly 5-hour shopping trip of Jade standing in OPSM debating over a couple of pairs of glasses. Anyway.
It's a big decision.
Did you lure him in this time with food?
No, you know what?
Didn't even get a feed.
You know why? Now, let's be truthful. I said to you, you said, if I come, can I please go to H&M and switch some pants over get a refund because they're not the right fit or
That's
something.
That's right. So yesterday you're
said,
like,
sure, I need to go. If you come there, I'll go there for you.
I need to go to Pelican, right? So I'm like, okay, cool.
We'll so
go
we made a deal.
Jade went and brought like some Facebook Marketplace plant. Now, to drive from Sandgate to Pelican is like a good 45-minute drive, right? So 45 minutes, gone. And she's like, okay, after this, I thought we were just going to, she was, you know, living up to her end of the deal, taking me to Westfield Katara to take the pants back. 45 minutes all the way back to Katara. I'm like, yeah, look, quick in and out, and then I'm home. So it already turned into like an hour and a half at this point.
But I love the sale racks at H&M.
I can't. So we go to H&M to return my pants. Well, wasn't that just a treat? Jade decided to take me through the knickers section, so I'm just standing there awkwardly as Jade touches the lace of the fancy knickers.
I was trying
knickers
to get him to touch him. I was like, feel H&M. This.
Like nothing creepier than a man creeping feeling around a lingerie set.
Yeah, but I said, you're with me, it's okay.
Then she started looking at stockings, $5 shirts. Now, that turned into at least what should have been 8 minutes in and out of H&M.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Oh, I can imagine
I'm like at this
pain
point. And Jade like has a bad habit when shopping of talking to herself. So it's like her internal monologue.
Yeah. It's true.
Externalized. And you just kind of stand there and she looks a bit crazy because it's talking to yourself and I'm just like not in my head.
It's a trait I think I picked up from my grandmother.
Oh, really? So, give us an example. Imagine we're at the sale rack. There's heaps of lacy knickers on the rack on sale.
Oh, do I want this one? It's got the pattern that I want.
That's $2 for $10.
Oh, no, that one's $2 for $10. Maybe I should get that one. Oh, but the prices
ask
are different.
Lady? I don't know if that matches.
Maybe I should just go with the other one.
Really?
I'm really bad. It's been a curse my whole life. I've been a procrastinator like that. Like, Mum always used to say, dude, make the decision now. Well, you're getting nothing.
It is awful. So anyway, we finally leave H&M a couple of hours in at this point, and I'm so tired and over the day. Anyway, Jade goes, okay, well, look, we're going to go to... I said, oh, I'll just quickly run into Woolies while I'm here, grab some things. Anyways, on the way to Woolies, Jade walks past Price Attack, the hair salon. So we go in there. Oh, my God. This is the part that broke me. She's looking at the bargain shelf. Now, it's full of, like hair products. I don't know what, you know, what they're all about. But
I
anyway
don't like to pay retail.
Anyway, we're talking, like, $40 products down to $5 and $10. Discontinued
big
lines.
Big
discounts. Like, you just buy them all if you use them.
Yeah.
Man, 45 minutes standing in that tiny little Price Attack shop.
Is Jade there no brings, boyfriend chair?
No boyfriend chair. Jade brings the poor woman, the shop assistant. I can tell. I could see the pain in her eyes. Asking her all these pointless questions. Jade then, like, who does this? Get ready for this. Who turns a shampoo bottle around and starts comparing ingredients in a shampoo bottle?
I do. I like to know what I'm buying.
Crazy.
Glycerin.
No.
Oh, this one's got more glycerin. Oh, crazy. And I'm like, okay, finally, let's go home. Oh, do you mind if we just go to Bunnings Katara? It's just across the road. Like, Jade, what? No. No. She got, like, some elkhorn fern that needed, like, a backing board and, like, a mount for it. Anyway, I go, okay, straight to the marine ply section. Get your ply in and out. 1 hour later.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah. 1 hour later. Three staff members later, each time, like, a 15-minute conversation, and each time they told her a different way of mounting the elkhorn.
So I end up...
And each time she would abandon and abort all plans that the last person told her. So we go put the stuff back. By the end, right, this is pushing, like, after 3 o'clock, and we left at 12. I was like, man, this is it. And she's like, the last person she spoke to didn't even work there.
She was a gardener.
A gardener.
A random person.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Pain in my eyes. He goes, yeah, you really need nothing that you've been talking about. You need, like, a tree stump and you hang it to your tree. Jade's like, oh, okay.
And I was like, where do I get a tree stump
I'll
from?
Do this. And I'm like, we wasted a whole hour in Bunnings and walked out with F all.
Oh, my God, Maddie. I can only imagine your pain. And you know who owes you the beer? Ben, Jade, your husband owes Maddie beer.
I keep getting conned into it.
Because that means he's gotten out of all those trips.
We could have driven to Sydney, had lunch, and drove all the way back in that time.
Maddie, I'm really sorry.
We're done. We are finished.
Because Maddie texted me from Bunnings and goes, I'm still here. And
what a smart ass you are. Crevo starts sending me.
So you're talking about me behind my back at Bunnings.
I messaged Jackson as well, to be honest.
And so I started sending Maddie activities.
The truth comes out.
I started sending him things you could do in 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I was like,
drive to Wollongong.
Drive to Wollongong. Cook a 2 kilo leg of lamb in the oven. It would only take 2 hours and 30 minutes. How long does it take to build a desk? About 30 minutes. How long is the average shopping trip? 41 minutes.
Oh, Matty, I'm sorry.
It's done. We're finished for once and for all. Over. Birthday lotto up next, worth $625.
Yeah. Wow. I've spun the wheel and it's come up as May.
No, if you want to play, we'll do it next.
The Novos, Jade, Matty, and Crevo's.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Matty, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
It's the easiest way to win cash here in Newey. $625 up for grabs right now. We want to give it to you because it's not going to come out of our pocket.
No.
It's better if you win, in fact.
Absolutely. It's fun giving away free money that's
exactly,
not ours.
Exactly, exactly. I want as many people to win as possible. All right, who are we going to?
We're going to Jeff. He's out at Tanilba Bay. He's a retired painter. The craziest thing he has ever done is skydiving at 65. I would be so scared of that. I'd have a heart attack, mate. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you do it again? How old are you now? And would you jump out of an airplane again?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Yeah? How old are you now?
73.
Wow, 73 years old and you'd still go skydiving.
It's just the first step.
Oh,
jumping out's the hard bit.
Right.
Aren't you worried the chutes won't open, though?
No, you don't worry about things like that.
I've spoken like a typical bloke.
Jeff, do you know what? Thanks for listening to the show because, we don't sit here and think that we appeal to, like, a 73-year-old. But I'm glad that you like the show and listen. Thank you.
No, we've got you on all the time.
Oh, thanks, awesome, man.
We're at home? You're...
Yeah, we've got three radios on all day at home.
Oh,
all on
happy
your
station.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice. Oh, that's so kind.
Thanks.
Appreciate Jeff. It.
All right, well, we need to give Jeff some money.
Oh, yeah.
You better spin these
balls.
Here we go.
Right.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jeff. I've pulled out the 10th of
May.
No. You missed me by 3 days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So close.
Oh, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Very close.
Do you like red? Red wine?
Occasionally.
We'll give you a bottle. New FM's cellar emptied for you. Thanks, man. Appreciate listening.
Thanks for
that's so
us.
Cool.
73, right? That's nice.
Really
young is. 73 sounds like a young soul.
Yeah, he does.
Well, wants to skydive at 73.
Go get him.
That's it, guys. We'll enjoy your day. We are done, Jay. We are not hanging out after work today. Just
no.
Letting you know.
I wore you down yesterday.
105 commercial free up next. Yo.
Oh, Selena Gomez, yes. Marshmallow with Wolves.
She has a movie coming out with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Does she really?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Wow. Yeah, what's it called?
I don't know. I saw it on the telly yesterday, but it was on mute, and I was like, oh, my God, I've got to look that up. But it's going to be good. I love Martin Short.
Who
classic.
The television on mute?
And who is Martin Short?
Yeah, great question.
Jimmy Bulba?
Jeff would know.
Jeff would know.
What? Why?
Is he old?
Oh, he's a comic, you know, one of the classics from, you know, 80s, 90s.
Oh, dear. Selena's career's really dipped, hasn't it? Jimmy Boulevard is on the way as well.
Do you know do you know what he played, Martin Short? He played Mr. Frost in the Santa Claus 3.
Oh, really?
God. Yeah.
So this is why I don't watch movies. They sound like they suck.
Oh, it's Selena Gomez, Steve Martin and Martin Short to solve a crime in first trailer for Only Murders in the Building.
She must be doing favours.
Like, I'll do this.
I'm
and you
really
give me
sad. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you can watch it.
You love
it.
A midday movie.
I do.
Yeah. Straight to streaming.
Take Maddie to the cinema.
Come on, Maddie, let's go. Midday movie at my house.
Tom Grennan as well. This is fresh. Little Bit of Love.
Good stuff. Thank you. Nice. Cool. Thanks for that, Jackson. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mate. Better you than me.
Yeah, birthday lotto back tomorrow. Plus, celebrity beds. A new celebrity debuting after 11 o'clock. Your final days to get into the draw to win that 12K betting package. All thanks to Domain Betting.
Guitar, this song's amazing. About you and me.
Yeah,
Maddie.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Bye.
105.3 New FM.
105.3 New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.